Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this Friday, April 3rd? As the Playmakers of the building, and we just had the expansion draft. The Portland Fire and the Toronto Tipples begin their journey of building their roster to get ready for the 2026 season, debuting up in Portland, Oregon, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The first step on these two franchises took place today at 3:30 p.m. As both teams, they had an opportunity to select 12 players. They went with 11 on each side to begin building a roster. As we getting back into the flow of WNBA offseason, we got the draft coming up. We're going to talk about that towards the end. But, yeah, I'm going to be here just doing a real quick video for y'all just to give you my thoughts on how did the draft go for both teams. So there you go. WNBA expansion draft took place today, 3:30 on ESPN. It was hosted by Malika Andrews. You got to hear from both GMs from the Portland Fire and the Toronto Tempos. You got to hear from Hall of Famer coach Carolyn Pett. You got to hear from Monica Manup and Malika Andrews' sister Kendra Andrews, as they all spoke about what's going on here. The Portland Fire and Toronto Tempos, they're trying to do something with the Golden State Valkyries have done. Build a team, build a competitive team to which the Golden State Warriors made history as the first ever expansion team to win 20 games in their first season and make the playoffs in their first season. They both are history. No other expansion team before the Golden State Valkyries won 20 games in a season. I think the most was 17. And then none of them teams made the playoffs. But the Golden State Valkyries did. So that's what Portland and Toronto is trying to do here. And the first step of that was today to do that. First, let's start with the Portland Fire. As you see, this is what they happened. They did a coin toss. And the coin toss, Toronto won the coin toss, and they selected to have the sixth pick in the WNBA draft, which means the Portland Fire got to choose first in their special draft. They pretty much did a snake draft of two rounds, six picks each. So Portland and Toronto, Portland, back and forth, and so on and so forth like that. I could get into the details of all the rules and stuff, but I don't want to bore y'all with this. I just want to go ahead and get this going. So let me change this up real quick. Put you over here. Put me right there. There you go. The Portland Fire expansion draft, as you see. You see a noticeable name up there. You see a couple of noticeable names up there. First noticeable name was the first pick of the expansion draft, Bridget Carlton from the Minnesota Lynx. That is a very interesting pick. Bridget Carlton, one of the key members of the Minnesota Lynx that they was trying to win a WNBA championship but fell short twice, you know, along with Nafisa Kaya, Courtney Williams, you know, that team was rugged, tough, and was about it, but taking Bridget Carlton as the number one pick, as the, dare I say, the franchise look for this team, I can't be mad at it. Bridget Carlton is a great shooter, especially from the outside. She's a good defender. You got a versatile person in Bridget Carlton. Cannot be mad at that one. I definitely can't be mad at it. Another name you might be familiar with, Corey Beebe. Another excellent outside shooter. Another one who can be a tenacious defender, who can play all around, you know, as she's trying to find her footing. Speaking of trying to find your footing, Haley Jones was drafted here. I am happy for Haley Jones. She's been bounced around the WNBA for quite some time, and to see her get drafted by the Portland Fire in this expansion draft, maybe she can find her footing here in Portland with a new franchise, a fresh starting, or should I say returning, a franchise returning for a fresh start. It'll be interesting to look at Haley Jones, see can she finally find her footing and be the Haley Jones that can actually be a star or a good player in this league going forward. But it's just things like that you want to see that happen. But I can't be really upset with how the Portland Fire drafted their team. They know they went for size. They went for defense. They're trying to figure some things out. and they're gonna bring in a new philosophy. I'm wondering what that philosophy is gonna look like. I'm looking forward to that philosophy. I want to see what that philosophy looks like, especially with a coach we haven't heard of before. You know, again, his first start and whatnot. But that pick from that Bridget Carson pick, that's gonna be an interesting pick, man. Really gonna be an interesting pick. For Bridget Carson's career, man, she's a 42% field goal shooter. She shoots 39% from three. I mean, that's a very good pick, man. I don't think y'all understand Bridget Carson, but she's gonna bring some toughness to that team, which is probably what they're looking for. And I like it. I want to see how Sarah Ashley Baker plays, coming from her first year, not really doing much, but I think she'll get her opportunity. I'm looking forward to see what she does with the Portland Fire. So, Portland Fire, I can see what y'all going at, you know, shooting, defense. It's going to be interesting to see, making sure y'all have guards that can handle the ball under pressure, you know. You know, Carly Lattie is a great ball handler. So, see what they do, see how that goes. That's the Portland Fire side of things, and I'm liking it. Let's go to Toronto Temple. Toronto Temple, their first pick was Julia Ottman, another type of guard that can handle the ball and the person doing so. Those of you who don't know or are not from, or who don't remember, because it's been that long since we literally talked about WNBA in an extended moment. Sarah Brondell is the head coach of that team. So if you want to know why Nyarwa Sabli is part of that team, there you go. That's your connection right there. And they also was part of the Liberty back in 2024 when we won the WNBA championship. She was with the team last year. Sandy Barbella coached the Liberty for the last time last year, which is an interesting pitch. Neo saw that she's the voice of the team. She's the one that can convey Sandy Brondello's messaging and tactics and coaching stuff to the rest of the team, because now you have somebody who knows Sandy Brondello, who's played on Sandy Brondello, can relay the message to the other players so that they understand what Sandy Brondello is asking for, why she's thinking this way, what she's looking for, stuff like that. Very nice pick by Toronto Temple. Very nice pick. Sucks that I don't get to see Nero Sol in the newer WWE form again. Kind of sucks, but hey. Only could protect five players. I haven't mentioned that. The other 13 teams going to protect five players from being in the expansion draft, which is kind of ironic because it's like 127 free agents out there. We don't even know when free agency is going to start. So just want to throw that out there real quick. But I would love to see Nero Sol in the newer Liberty uniform. Not going to do it. It's all good. Best wishes to you up north. Pretty sure your sister's proud of you as well, because you're doing your thing. You got a championship and whatnot. An interesting pick that I did not see coming. I don't think a lot of people seen coming. Maria Marbury from the Connecticut Sun. Spent 1 year in Connecticut. She's going to Toronto. Very interesting pick here. Very surprising pick. With everything that's going on with Connecticut, even though it's surprising, I am happy for Maria Marbury. Because darn, when she got traded from Chicago to Connecticut, it was like, well, you just going to trade her to a dumpster fire of a place. Because before you knew it, Alicia Tumble, she was traded to the Phoenix Suns. Then Natasha Cloud got traded to New York Liberty. It was a whole fire sale, as my co-host would say, if he was on here. A whole fire sale went on in the Connecticut Suns after the 2024 year. Which why you saw what happened in 2025. And why this is the last year that the Connecticut Sun would be in Connecticut in 2026 before they moved down to Houston and end up reforming into the Comets. But Maria Marbury, you don't have to deal with all that. You just go to a special team up in Toronto. You stay in the northeast part of the country, northeast part area that's going up north to the Canada side of it. No problem. You should be good. Yeah. Sandy Brondello, I'm not going to question Sandy Brondello. She's a champion, two-time champion. You know, before she won it with us in 2024, she won in 2014 with Phoenix. Diana Taurasi, Brittany Griner, and that crew. Yeah, she won it then. And then 10 years later, 2 years ago, 2024, New York Liberty with Breonna Stewart and Sabrina Ionescu, who, by the way, they are planning to re-sign with the New York Liberty, which I am very happy about. Getting more details on that on Monday when we do the actual full Shooting Lights Out show. This is just a special for today, but I like what I'm not going to question Sam Brown Letter. She knows what type of team she wants to build. She knows the type of team she wants to have on the court. And it's going to be interesting to see how the city of Toronto represents and supports the Toronto Tempo. Now that Toronto Raptors have been doing their thing, see how that city and country gets behind the Toronto Tempo on the ladies' side. Portland going to bring their thing. I know Portland going to do their thing. I ain't going to doubt about it. They've been waiting this long for it. They got it back. They're going to do their thing. That Portland fan base is going to show up. I believe the Toronto fan base is going to show up. But if you are a Portland fan and Toronto fan, I'm here to tell you, I'm not mad at what both teams did in the expansion draft. They getting their supplemented pieces here, you know. And then the regular draft, which we'll get to in a minute. Then from whenever free agency happens, then you probably can see some other names come in and you'd be like, okay, now I know what kind of team I can deal with, what team I'm rooting for, and how this going to look and stuff like that. But we still got time. Speaking of which, before I get out of here, the WNBA draft, April 13th, Monday. Not this coming Monday, the following Monday. So 10 days from now. So not this Monday coming, the next Monday coming, 7 p.m. It is the WNBA draft. We will know who's going where. With the Dallas Wings with the number one pick, followed by the Minnesota Lynx, the Seattle Storm, the Washington Mystics, Chicago Sky, followed by the Toronto Tempo and Portland Fire there. So that's like your first seven picks right there. Stack loaded draft, Felaje Johnson, okay? AZ Fudd, Olivia Miles. I believe Cambridge from Ohio State is a senior, is going into this draft. Olivia Olsen from Michigan should be in this draft. Rory Harmon should be in this draft. And she's a senior at Texas, trying to win the next championship, by the way. Who else is in this? This is a stacked draft this year, okay? This is going to be a stack-loaded draft. This is going to be interesting to see who goes 1 and who goes 15 in the first round. 1 through 15 is going to be very interesting. Second round could be interesting as well. But how does the special draft going? The Portland Fire and Toronto, they saving themselves room for free agency and to dive deep into this loaded draft class. Especially Portland Fire, listen to their GM talking about that and their Toronto Tempo GM talking about, yeah, we're looking at the draft. We know how deep it is. So we want to be able to dive in there first and get everything going, see what the other teams are looking at, and then make our moves there. So I'm looking forward to this WNBA draft in 10 days. This WNBA draft in 10 days, I'm looking forward to this, okay? But with that being said, we're coming up upon 4 minutes until 5:30, which means we are about a couple of hours away, about an hour and a half away from the Final Four on the ladies' side, where ESPN, ladies and gentlemen, if you watch it, get ready to watch it now. South Carolina, UConn in the first matchup, then Texas, UCLA in the second matchup. Winners of those games will be meeting on Sunday, Easter Sunday, for the national championship. I believe 2 or 3 p.m. on ABC. So let me go ahead and close. I get out of here. Y'all enjoy y'all Easter weekend. I will see y'all Monday for a full-fledged Shooting Lights Out show, and then I will let Cole Johnson say his piece about the expansion draft and what the Portland Fire and Toronto Tempo did and go from there. But happy Easter. Y'all be good.